is enabled. I'm headed to a new direction. All things have passed away.
You are tuned in. The word is so real, tell a friend. We're trying to get right free of sin. You are now listening to the words of truth. Break the code. Sermons from Bishop Kelstone. And when life's feeling low, you can always listen to the words of truth.
So let's dive in. Amen. Today, I want to talk to you from a subject, the importance of spiritual sight. The importance of spiritual sight. And then I'm going to paraphrase it also, leading with clarity. Leading with clarity. Amen. If there's ever been a time in your life when you need to be sure on the direction that you're going in, now is it. Okay? Now is it. We need to be clear. The importance of spiritual sight, and then paraphrasing it with, we're going to tag this text with, leading with clarity. Amen. And so we want to use, amen, for our scripture point, the Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter number 6. Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter number 6. Verse, I'm just going to look at one verse, and that's verse 39. Amen. Gospel according to St. Luke. Chapter number 6, verse 39, because we have several other scriptures we'll be going to, but I want to look at that one. And let's start at verse 37. Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 6, verse 37. And I'll show you why I'm starting there. If you haven't, say, we got the bread. It's coming up on the screen. Verse 37 says, judge not, and ye shall not be judged. Condemn not, and ye shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you shall be given. Now, I like that because you have action versus reaction. And you don't get the reaction until you get the action first. Judge, action, and you will not be judged. Reaction. It's amazing how sometimes we put the reaction in front of the action. And sometimes people will judge you by your reaction as though they never had an action. Okay, I got to work hard. And it's almost like people will hold you to your reaction and forget about their action. And he says, you know, you got to have the reaction was only because of the action. Verse 38 said, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measures, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give into your bosoms. For the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. See how the reaction always comes after the action. Now this is also important because you cannot get a reaction without no action. So you can't set in a state of expectation without an action. And sometimes people expect to receive something when they haven't done nothing to receive. Y'all gonna make me work hard. Didn't I tell y'all we was live today? So y'all gotta act like I'm preaching good. Because you gotta understand. Tell somebody it starts with my action. Matter of fact, watch this. How about I want you to look at the reaction that you give that you are getting right now. Look at the reaction that you're getting, and then look at the action that you gave out to get the reaction to see if the action matched the reaction. Give and it shall be given unto you, pressed down, shaken together, running over, and men shall give it unto you. Verse 39. And he spake a parable to them. And this is the point I want to get to. He says, can the blind lead the blind? Shall they not both fall into the ditch? The importance of spiritual insight leading with clarity. Now, in verse 39, it talks about blind leading the blind. Okay? And he says, can the blind lead the blind because they both will fall into the ditch? Well, the first thing I want you to see into this is most destinations that you have in life is connected to a connection. nobody goes anywhere by themselves. Come on. You are connected to something or someone if you have a destination in mind. Now, the thing is, you can never be connected to the person that has the same problem you got. Okay, I was saying this morning in our administration meeting, I said, now look, I forget a lot, so I can't have an administrator that suffers from forgetting. We tell somebody, we both can't have the same problem. If we both have the same problem, then listen, we don't need to connect. Oh, y'all don't, come on. I'm talking about leading with clarity. Mean can't be with mean because somebody going to get hurt. If both of you argumentative, who going to listen? If both of you quiet, who going to talk? Y'all, come on, come on, come on. Okay, so the connection for the destination is important. And what I'm looking for, watch this, can I help somebody? Is that I got to make sure that I connect with somebody that don't struggle with the same thing I struggle with. Because if we both struggle at the same thing, who going to make us better? So watch this. Point number one, you must understand spiritual blindness. Understand spiritual blindness. How do I want to say this? Listen, I want you to understand that everything that you are going through in your natural life starts in the spirit. Amen, somebody. And sometimes what happens is we have spiritual blindness. And when you have spiritual blindness, you'll be going through something in the natural, wondering why you can't fix it. Because the issue is not natural, it's spiritual. And God uses natural things to unfold you or get your attention to spiritual matters. And so many of us, come on, church people, are trying to fix carnal problems by being spiritual blinded. So what you're trying to do is you're trying to get better economically, but don't understand spiritual giving. And there's some of us got to understand that you got to understand that there is such a thing as spiritual blindness. So whenever I'm going through something, what am I missing in the spirit? And all thy ways acknowledge God, and he shall do. This is why you cannot afford to be spiritual blind. Because when you are spiritual blinded, guess what? You will be locked up in the natural. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What are you going through right now? What are you dealing with right now could be caused by spiritual blindness. Yeah. Because many of us lack understanding when it comes to spiritual blindness. We only look at the things from a natural standpoint. We only look at things from a carnal standpoint. See, you got to understand, when Job was going through what he was going through a natural disaster, but he had no idea that in the spirit realm, there was a conversation between God and Lucifer. Right now, if you're sitting in this church right now and listening to me live right now, there's a spiritual conversation going on about you. And if you are blinded spiritually, and what do I mean by blinded? If you have not came into agreement with a prayer life, reading God's word, meditating upon God's word, you, my brothers and sisters, could suffer from spiritual blindness. Because many of us will go to, listen, watch this, going to church, singing songs, and shouting does not fix spiritual blindness. Don't do it. You got to understand, to fix spiritual blindness, you must come in alignment with the word of God. And watch this. Spiritual blindness will lead you to poor decisions. Spiritual blindness will lead you not only to poor decisions, but will also lead you to be misguided, which ultimately results into spiritual pitfalls. And some of us right now, because of spiritual blindness, you're in a spiritual pitfall. Come on. Spiritual blindness. You got to pray for God to give you sight. Spiritual sight. God, I don't need you to fix this naturally. What am I missing spiritually? Because what you're going through in the natural could be because God trying to get your attention in the spirit. And God knows that he has to affect things, allow things to be affected in the natural. Because watch this, some of us don't pray until we're in trouble. That's the only time you acknowledge God. It's when you're going through something. You get your good worship and your good crying in when you're going through something. Number two, we must understand the danger of following unenlightenment. The danger. Now, what I mean by that? The danger in following the wrong person. All of us have been guilty of following the wrong person. I got one amen right now. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12 says this. Proverbs 14, 12 said, there's a way that seems right to a man. There's a way that seems right, but its end is the way of death. And I'm going to tell you the truth. Some of us are being right at the wrong thing. You're right at the wrong thing. And there's a danger of following the unenlightened. When you're following somebody that has not been spiritually informed, they're going to lead you to the same pitfall that they're going to fall in. Watch this. Watch this. This is good. I need you to catch this. You know, you got to follow people, amen, that has been proven that they can lead. And don't follow anybody that ain't never been through nothing. The danger of following the unenlightened. He said, there's a way that seems right. There's a way that seems right. But you got to follow people. Here it is. I need you to catch this. Follow people that will be honest and true with you, even if it hurts you. Somebody look at somebody beside you and say, tell me the truth. Tell me. Don't let me be wrong at a lot. Don't tell me I can sing and you clapping for me and you know I can't. You're going to make me embarrass myself. You out here clapping, talking about I'm anointed and I'm going to get up here and sing in front of a bunch of people. You got my hair getting ready to cut a CD knowing I can't sing. Spending money to cut a CD that ain't going to sell nothing. Tell me the truth. Don't let me suffer from the danger of following the wrong person. Watch this. To go with that, I need you to catch this in parentheses. Never ever lead based on need. Don't lead based on need. Because watch this. You should not be leading to prove anything. Oh, that was good. The danger of following the wrong. Have you ever been in love with the wrong person? Have you ever been a victim of confiding or receiving information or receiving instruction from the wrong person? Have you ever been misguided, misled with somebody that you thought was one way, but just to find out they were something else? I'm talking about connection. Look at this. The blind can't lead the blind. See, you got to understand that you got to lead with clarity. You got to make sure. Listen, I want you to catch this. In 2025, I do not want to be connected with people that's going to surprise me later. Oh, my God. Y'all, look, go and tell somebody, I need to know everything up front. I don't want no surprises 6 months down the road. You come telling me what you know. Tell me everything up front. I thank God. I praise God. That was one thing First Lady and I, before we got married, we talked about everything. I told her about how many kids I had. I told her about child support. I don't want no surprises later. The problem is, watch this. Many of us are putting strenuous situations on our relationships. It's because you still have stuff that you ain't brought to the front yet. Let me make the decision if I want to continue to fail. Tell me the truth. I don't want no surprises. We're in 2025. You tell me you coming out the closet. I got to go and say it. I don't know. I mean, we were talking about situations. Some, you know, they was like, well, such and such, they didn't came out the closet. And I told First Lady, I said, no, they didn't. They never. I don't know what y'all been looking at. They won't never in the closet. You were just denying what you saw. They won't in the closet. They all here doing. No, you knew. What you talking about? No. You put them in the closet because they was out. They been out. They been out. And no. You just accept. They been out. I said, I don't know what you were seeing. Yeah, you was in denial. You were still praying for them, and we're going to keep praying for them. Amen. I said, what you miss? Because you got to understand that I'm in trouble. I forgot I was online. Some of us got to understand. Look, don't let a pretty shout fool you. Amen, somebody. And sometimes once we are following the people, follow the anointing and not talent. You can't amen to every preacher because he can moan and groan and hoop. And you hear somebody, oh my God, didn't he preach? Oh, because he can moan. Okay, because I need you to understand this. I need you to understand in the spirit. Thank you, Holy Ghost, for giving me this. You got to understand and watch this. Anything that you submit your spirit to, guess what? You receive what's on them on you. And you over here in agreement where they saying, well, I ain't submitting to that. It is still, like, y'all, I gave y'all this analogy some months ago. Y'all still, you might remember it. I said, ain't nobody in here. I got to quit saying nobody because there's always an exception to somebody. But the most of us are not going to drink water out of the toilet. Come on. You're not. Amen, Pastor. But the same water that's in the toilet is the same water that's coming out your kitchen sink. It's coming from the same well. Y'all looking at me straight. That's how y'all did when I said it the first time. It's coming. You don't have a well for your bathroom and a well for your kitchen. It's the same well. Francis Darwin, they don't want to help me. Tell somebody it's the same. But you know what makes the difference? It's what is in. It's what is in. And don't give me this. Oh, they anointed. But what is it in? If it ain't in the right place, don't give it to me because it got Jesus on it. They don't want this. I'm talking about, and that's spiritual blindness. You don't hear talking about saying, oh, yeah. You submit yourself to them seducing spirits. That's what the Bible called them, seducing spirits, because they can get in the right key and they can, and you are there, whoa, thank it. No. No. That's a toilet. That's a toilet. They got water in it that came from a well. Come on. And you spiritual blinding. And you don't understand, preach, Kel, you don't understand the danger of following unenlightened people that's spiritual blinded just because they talented. You talented, but you need to be delivered. Don't give me water. Just did that come out the toilet? Some of you won't even go in your bathroom sink and turn the faucet on and drink the water out the bathroom faucet. You will hear somebody, ew, it's the same water that's in the kitchen. I promise you it is. I promise you the water that's in the kitchen is the same water that's in the bathroom sink. I promise you it is. And y'all tuning up like this. That's Pastor Bishop, nasty. But that's the same thing we do. In the spirit. All the stuff you, oh boy, can I say it, Holy Ghost? Thank you. Yeah, all that stuff you watch it on Facebook and in TV. It's a gospel movement. What? It's toilet water. That's what it is. This ain't, well, I came hard on my podcast on the first one, didn't I? Yes, I did. But we got, people going, this might not be a good time for me to say subscribe. Is this good? Like and subscribe. Are you understand what I'm saying? Okay, because you got to understand there's a risk involved following those who lack spiritual insight. I can't risk my life on it. I can't risk my fat. No, you cute, you pretty, but I can't risk it. You're a smooth talker, but I can't risk it. No, I can't risk my future. So many of us right now are damaged because we've risked our future by being connected to the wrong person. Somebody shout amen right there. Yeah, there are things that you are dealing with right now in your life because of who you connected with 5 years ago, and they nowhere to be found, and now you still dealing with the residual effect of being connected to the wrong person. And now that ain't picked up and gone on. Whew. Because guess what? Watch this. Being connected to the wrong person will lead you to confusion. You ever been confused before? Man. You so confused you wouldn't got that flower. He loves me, he loves me not. He loves me, he loves me not. He loves me, he loves me not. Anything, oh God, and you trying to figure this out. You got the flower in your hand. Tell me, he loves me not. He loves me, he loves me not. And he done cheated on you 5 times and you still trying to figure it out. I'm in the wrong church. You're here trying to figure it out. He loves me, he loves me not. He don't help you do nothing. She loves me not. She ain't never got time for you. She loves me. She loves me. I'm trying to figure out what you gonna get out of that flower that you ain't seeing in your face. What's this? Because when you're connected to the wrong person, it will misguide you to confusion. Watch this. Chaos. How many of y'all tired of the chaos? Oh, yeah, I'm in the wrong. I need some real. You ain't loud enough. I need somebody to say, I'm tired of the chaos, which leads to destruction. Watch this. This is why I need you to get this. Because whenever you connect to somebody, you submit to them. And if you submit it to a devil, if you submit it to a devil, it's going to leave you to devilish stuff. Are you with me? Anybody you hook up with, you submit with. I'm in it now. Let me go and say this to those of you that are listening to this podcast. Watch this. Whether you save or not save, which you know, we believe that sex only should be for marriage. In Jesus' name. Amen. That's the Bible. But I know everybody ain't doing it. But I need you to catch this. Anybody you lay down with, you pick up their spirits. Hello. Hello. It ain't no just physical sex. No, there's something going on in the spiritual realm while you over there breathing hard. Hello, somebody. Hello. I said that as nice as I could. I tell you, something else came to my mind, but I had to grab it in Jesus' name. And you trying to figure out what's wrong with your mind. He ain't blowed your mind. No, you. What was on him then got on you. What was on her now is on you. And you walking around talking about, I don't know why I'm just going through some. You don't know that. Guess what? You picked up a spirit last night with that good time. Y'all don't want this. You don't want this. Yeah, you was looking at the muscles. You was looking at how cute he was. You was looking how fine. You didn't know that inside was crazy. And you done picked up that spirit. And you wondering why. You went, look, that joker won't work nowhere. And you woke up in the morning telling me, I don't feel like going to work. Yeah, he didn't got you. That spirit on you now. Woo! Hello! Hello! Watch this. And that you don't understand. You're not understanding. Yeah, because guess what? You're emotionally caught up, but you don't understand in the spirit you didn't pick up something. Are you hearing me? It is that danger of following the wrong person. Because watch this, because we're following talent. And everybody that's talented ain't been delivered. Amen. And when you ain't been delivered, you will transfer something. I'm talking about spiritual blindness, because you think, oh, they can't put on nothing on me. Oh, God, Lord, he just dropped something else in my spirit. Oh, they can't put nothing on me. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, please hear this. Guess what? Back in the day, they used to tell you, put a Bible in your hand. Putting the Bible in your hand ain't going to stop no spirit from jumping on you. Because if the Bible's in your hand and not in your heart, you just holding the book that you ain't received yet. And you here, God, I got my Bible. Oh, you got a book. David said, thy word have I hid, not in my hand, but in my heart. Why? That I may not sin against you. Because if it ain't in your heart, guess what? It ain't working for you. You can have 5 Bibles in your house. Someone putting Bibles under your pillow. Don't be fooling your kid. Someone put a Bible under your pillow. It ain't doing that. It ain't in your mind. This might be too hard, isn't it? and you give it out all these rituals, putting Bibles in book, Bibles underneath the puller, hold it in your hand. For what? But we ain't getting it in their minds and in their hearts. Woo. Go over. Oh, I'm already in trouble now. Go over here and tell them, pray about it. Just pray about it. You're telling everybody. Everybody, that's the word right now. Just tell everybody. Pray about it. Pray about it. Yeah. And I got to change that. Underneath, I got to change that. Everybody, pray about it. No. Before I tell people to pray about it, do you know who to pray to? Look at it like this. How would you like people to come talk to you about everything that ain't in a relationship with you? Or people only want to come talk to you when they got problems. Okay, let me tell you, you have listening. When you look at their phone number, you're like, oh, something must be going on right now. What they want, they don't ever call me until they want something. So it's got to be something. It's got to be something. Because they ain't calling to say, how you doing? You doing all right? I just called to check on you. No, it's something. You know them text messages they send you and tell me, I love you. You be like, uh-oh, something coming behind it. 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 Yep, you already know. So how is it? How is it that you're telling people to pray to God that they're not in a relationship with? Like he's supposed to answer it. When you're not in relationship. Are y'all hearing me? Are you hearing me? All right, watch this. Point number three. Whoa, man. Point three. What time we got? Good. All right, point three. In this leading with clarity. Am I doing okay? Y'all getting this? When you're talking about lead with clarity, point number three. You must understand the value of connection with the in people with insight. You got to value the connection with people with insight. Now, here's how I want to start this. Listen, everybody say value the right relationship. So important. So important. Is that you got to value the right relationship. Okay. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 17. Bring me some water. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 17. You ain't got to go there. It's just for the reference. I want you to know. Proverbs 27, verse 17 says, iron sharpens iron and one man sharpens another. Iron sharpens what? So you got to understand is that if I'm rubbing against the wrong person, if you take a piece of metal and rub it against cloth, the piece of metal ain't going to get sharp. And the problem is you trying to get sharp without friction. God uses friction to sharpen you. Iron rubbing against each other sharpens both of them. The problem is, watch this. I'm rubbing against people when they only getting sharp, but they ain't sharpening me. So you walk out sharp and I walk out dull. He says, Proverbs 27, 17, you got to value the right relationship. This is what I was telling someone, listen, and you got to understand, I want to help you married couples real quick. Can I help you married couples real quick? Watch this. This is why you got to understand that good friction helps marriages. You don't get a stronger marriage by walking around telling them, hey, you're so beautiful, you're so handsome, ooh, glory, oh, I just love you, you're just great, ooh, ooh. Somebody lying. Oh, I'm in the wrong church, let me talk over here. Somebody lying. No, here is how you build strong marriages. It's when that Negro get on your nerves, or she done got on your last nerves, but you can still rub each other. I'm in the wrong church, Lord. Because you got to value the right relationship. What do you mean, preacher, by valuing the right relationship? I value the people that's going to tell me the truth, be honest with me, but yet when things get thick, they're going to be right there. Don't value people that only tell you nice things. Because people that love you gonna tell you the truth. How you think I look, baby? That is terrible. I never will forget. See, you gotta know people that love you. I don't want to say this. People that love you have the right to offend you. Can I say that one more time? Because you're walking around thinking that should nobody offend you. People that love you have the right to offend you. So, you know, when First Lady met me, I was in black and blue. That was all my colors I wore. I didn't wear nothing else. Black and brown. I wore black and brown. And that's all. If I was either going to be in brown or I was going to be in black, that was it. Nothing else. Yeah. And so she met me and she started bringing me out. Yeah, she started bringing me out, you know, started bringing me out, getting some. So one day she's at work and I got to go to Pleasant Grove. And so I got to go to Pleasant Grove. She's at work. And so y'all praying for me. So watch this. So my favorite color is yellow. My favorite color is yellow. But you got to understand that everything that's your favorite shouldn't be worn. Okay. So my favorite color was yellow. So I put on my yellow suit. Why are you looking at me like that? I put on my yellow suit, Vance Darwin, and I put on my purple tie and shirt. Why are you frowning? Come on, they go together. And I'm talking about, boy, I thought I was. I had yellow socks on, y'all. Y'all, I was so clean. You know, that was back in the day when your socks matched your suit. Y'all don't know nothing about that. Come on. You know, you got the same color socks to match your suit because, you know, you. I stepped up in Pleasant Grove, and I thought I was clean. Service was over. And my sister-in-law, Brenda, came to me, and she said, Paulette at work. I said, yeah, she at work. If she knew that you was up here dressed like this, get to the house right now. And I looked at her, I was like, what's wrong with my suit? She says, this bright yellow suit, as black as you will. See, you... You gotta understand that people that love you can offend you. Y'all ain't saying that. You keep getting mad at people that love you because they said something that offended you. I ain't wearing that suit no more. I don't. Now, fast forward a few weeks ago. I want to drink some water on this. So, Diggin, I'm trying to update my fashion. You know, I'm trying to be modernized. So I came here to church one day. You know, y'all know I always change when I come to church. I wear my track suits, my sweatsuits. So I came after church one Sunday after I preached one of my good sermons. Y'all supposed to say amen right there. But anyway, I go back in there and I put on my track suit. They got flowers on it. And so I was sitting in the office that morning, and one of our members came in. They were talking to me, and they was like, what kind of tracksuit did you got on? I'm like, what? Why? I mean, I know his name brand and everything. I just want to know what kind it is. And the question kind of threw me, because they never asked me that before. So I'm like, is something wrong with it? I mean... You ever heard somebody that try to put you down nicely? That's like, oh no, ain't that nothing? I mean, it's just different. So I knew different mean is ugly, because I got the spirit of discernment. I was like, what do you mean? I mean, it's just something I ain't never seen you know with. It's just, you know, different. I mean, it's okay for you. I'm like, okay, you know, all right. But when one person said, you know, it's all right. So service is over, and I changed back into that same tracksuit. Whole different person walked in. It's like, What's that you got on? I was like, what's wrong? I'm just saying. I was like, what? You know, somebody else just asked me the same thing. Y'all talk? No. And so this is where you got to thank God. Did I tell you people that love you can offend you? And so then Daddy walks in the office and said, Bishop, what they saying is ugly. And we're trying to figure out why you got it on. I mean, you're looking a little suspect. I said, because of these flowers. I mean, I'm just saying. I went home and I packed my little tracksuit up. And I said, I ain't wearing that no more. It is the connect. You said amen. Did you see it too? Yeah. You agreed too? Here's my point. You can't walk away mad because people that love you, come on, y'all, earn the right to offend you. And the problem is, you won't let the people who love you say how they really feel. So they tip into one around you. And I'm out here looking crazy. Why are you laughing at that? I'm out here thinking, I'm out here with my little flowers on, think I'm cool. Now this is what got me. I love y'all in Jesus' name. Because I ain't had time to change, so we went out to eat that same day. We did. We went out to eat. And I'm walking to the restaurant. And, you know, some dude looked at me and was like, that's a nice outfit you got. I was like, Jesus Christ, I'm taking this off right now. This got to go. This has got to go now. He's like, where'd you get that at? I was like, oh, shh. Amen. Watch this. You got to understand the importance of, watch this, the importance of surrounding yourself with wise and spiritual-minded people. Check your circle. You got to be around the right person. You got to be around the right mentors, the right spiritual leaders, the right friends, and make sure these people are providing guidance and can share insights to help cultivate you to grow. Watch this. Watch this. Never give an opinion to anybody that won't make them better. I'm only telling you this because if you apply it, it moves you to here. Are you hearing me? Value relationships that has insight. It's almost like this. My wife says, I'm only telling you this because I love you. If I didn't love you, I would keep it to myself. But I'm telling you this because I care. Last point. Is this all right? Last point. When we're talking about leading with clarity, my last point is Christ, Jesus Christ, is the ultimate guide. What do I mean? Some years ago, First Lady and I was in a spiritual debate. We were arguing. I just wanted to say it nicely. We were arguing. Early in our marriage, when we were learning each other, early in our marriage, it's difficult to argue with a preacher. Because we're going to go to scripture with everything. I mean, we're going to the Bible. Well, you know, situation come up the house. Well, according to the word of God, God said in the book of Proverbs chapter 7, over here, And we go to the word, and if there's the person you're talking to is not as knowledgeable in the word as you in, it handcuffs them. Because they don't want to argue with the word. So they just kind of like, oh, okay, okay. Well, I had went there too many times. I just caught on one of them days when we was having a spiritual debate. And I said, well, the Bible says, and she interrupted me and says, I'm sick and tired of hearing what the Bible say. And I'm like, get behind me, Satan. And she's like, how do you go to the Bible for everything? And I'm like, well, in all thy ways, acknowledge God, and he said, well, direct your path. She's like, Kale, do you have to say anything else besides the Bible? I said, well, the Bible is basic instructions before leaving earth. And she says, no, I want to know what you think about it. Well, the Bible said, lean not to my own understanding. I mean, I was just going, man. I was just, you know, the Bible, the word, the Bible. And she just like, you know, she was just getting more disgusted at the moment. I mean, she was just getting very disgusted. Because she was like, is there anything else in there besides what the Bible says? I said, the Bible don't tell you when to go to the bathroom. I was like, no, but he made this body. Here's my point. My point is this. Other references, other books, other opinions, all of these things are great. Autobiographies, people's testimonies, wonderful. But the Bible and the Word of God has to be your ultimate guide. Because somebody will come and give you something, and if you don't know the word for yourself, they'll throw you up. They'll trip you up. They'll have you saying, I don't know, maybe they got a point. You have to make God's word your ultimate guide. No matter, here it is, who it is. You can't have biblical standards for one side and have a whole totally different biblical standards for the other side. You got to say, I don't care who it is, it's God's word. And that's where I stand. I can't change it because, watch this, because it brings tension on our relationship. You might not like my standards. You might not like my interpretation of the word of God. But if this is where I stand, this is where I stand. We are in trouble in our worlds because we are turning to other sources besides God's word. And the reason, help me God, that we are turning to other sources, the reason why that we are turning to other sources is because we are looking for things to agree with our situation. I'm closing. Watch this. As I said earlier, premarital sex, the Bible calls it fornication. And it's fornication if the preacher's kids do it. But it's fornication if your kids do it. I don't care who it is, it's still against God's word. People come to me, well, you know, you don't go buy a car without testing out. That's not a car. That's not a car. You're going to leave your car outside. You ain't going to bring your car in the living room. Amen. But the spiritual blindness, I'm closing, I promise you. The spiritual blindness, and I want to help y'all. Look, this is what I want to help so bad right here. Here's this. We have to get over this notion that God is going to bless me anyhow without no accountability. He's a graceful God. He's a merciful God. And I'm not debating any of that. But he's also a God that wants to be obeyed. He's a God that has standards and he wants to be obeyed. And hear me clearly, when he's not obeyed, guess what? There's a penalty for that. We have confused the character of God to believe that we can live like hell and still pray for blessings. No, the blessing is he didn't kill you last night. Oh, God. You still praying tomorrow. He's going to make a... I was reading a post the other day, and y'all seen plenty of posts like this on social media. The person literally, first sentence, was cussing. Then at the end, they says, but we believe in God. And I says, God, they don't understand your, they are spiritually blind. That they don't understand. If you really understood the makeup of God and the characteristics of God, you would know that the Bible says God is a jealous God. And you know that God is a God of standards. And you just can't be out here living any kind of way and then walk up here and tell me, the Lord gonna make, I'm the Lord. He gonna do what? You cussed everybody out last night. And then you believe in God gonna do what? And didn't repent? What gospel you think we following? You spiritually blind that think that a title in church gonna get you in heaven. You spiritually blind that think that because you morally, I'm a good person, and good people don't go to heaven. Saved people do. You were talking about you morally good. I'm a good, no, baby, you will die and go straight to hell good. But you're spiritually blind. You're spiritually blind because you got a pretty shout. Watch this. I got 4 minutes. And here it is. Here's the other one. You're spiritually blind. One day, I promise y'all, I'm going to do a teaching on filling the Spirit of God. Because there are some things that we feel ain't God. Hello? Watch this. The first notion of filling the Spirit of God is understanding the spirit of conviction. How you tell me, I felt the power of God. He come out. And you ain't convicted about what you doing? How you not convicted about what you doing? You going to walk up in church and act like you did. You weren't convicted about where you was at last night? Oh, boy, they ain't talking. I messed the whole sermon up. You spiritually blind. To think as though that God can't see from heaven. He know exactly where you was at last night. He know exactly what you drunk last night. He know who you was with. He know exactly what you said. And you want to tell me, you ain't going to tell me how long. I love Jesus. You're going to love him right on the hill. I've been waiting all week for this. Because you're spiritually blind. So you're going home talking about, I went to church today. So the Lord gonna bless me next week. Did you change? Was you convicted? Did you repent from something? Because if you didn't, you just occupied your time. Let us stand. Woo! Y'all all right? Check on your neighbor. Tell somebody it's tight, but it's right. It's the word. And many of us, we need to go and we need to just pray. Lord, help me not to be spiritually blinded. Christ has to be the ultimate guide. That's St. John chapter 8, verse 12. St. John chapter 8, verse 12. He says, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness. If you are following the word of God, the word of God will not lead you to a life of darkness. It's not possible. You can't be following God and tell me I'm still in the dark. No. He says in 8 and 12, he said, I am the light of the world. And whoever, man, woman, boy, girl, black, white, doesn't matter, follows me. That's the key word right there. Because many of us want to come out of darkness, but we don't want to follow him. Amen. Following him is you giving up your will for his. And you can't do what feels good to you. Because we got to understand that Jesus is the perfect model of clarity and guidance. The perfect person. He's the perfect mentor. Let the word of God be your perfect mentor. But brothers and sisters, as I shared to you earlier, the issue is one out of every five persons in the church read their Bible every day. One out of every five. Just start counting people on your row. Every time you get to five, that's one person. You will not get to a life full of light without his word. Cancel it. Forget it. It's not going to happen. Because guess what? His word is meant to be followed. We must understand spiritual blindness. We must understand the danger of following the unenlightened. We must value of the connection of the insightful. And you must understand that Christ is the ultimate guide. I encourage you today to seek wisdom. Seek wisdom when it comes down to the people that you connected with. Never, no longer in your life, connect with people that's in darkness. The Bible says light and dark both cannot be in the same place. Can't be. How can two walk together except they be in agreement? We cannot be unequally yoked together. I can no longer forfeit my dreams and my future hanging out with people that can't see it on my level. And so we understand. Pray for those relationships. Pray for the relationship that fosters spiritual growth and clarity. You must have compassion to understand that it is very important.
Hold on, you are tuned in. The word is so real, tell a friend. We trying to get right free of sin. You are now listening to the words of truth. Break the code. Sermons from Bishop Kelstone. And when life's feeling low, you can always listen to the words of truth.